Blog Talk Radio.
Plan for Fitness Talk Show with your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live. Good evening. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, May 8th, 2016. Happy Mother's Day to all. We are streaming worldwide on Blog Talk Radio Network. I have a hot topic tonight. My guest is already on the line, calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. He shared a heartfelt story with me today. I had an interview with a gentleman, and some guests are thousands of miles away, and some are within reach. A resident of Lake Worth, Florida, Harry, is calling in to share his message. Harry is 61 years old, and when I was interviewing him within the first probably 5-10 minutes, I said, this guy's a survivor, and he belongs on Plan for Fitness, and he's certainly an inspiration. The hot topic tonight is that he is part of a nudist colony, and it's a very interesting thing that he shared with me, and I wanted to bring it on the air because it's all around the world, and everybody's talking about it, so let me just bring him on the air. Harry, welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Thank you for being with me tonight. I just want to brief the listeners again. We have Harry calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. He survived quite a bit. His medical background, again, I'm a PTA, first responder caregiver for over 10 years. And, you know, he has the hot topic, but his background is fierce. And I just want to brief the listeners on this. He survived 2 heart attacks, colon cancer, a blood clot that was a pulmonary issue, all of which were life-threatening. And he had a limited chance of beating the percentage of death. I found Harry quite enlightening. As he explained, he had 7 stents in his heart and 9 inches of large intestines removed. His latest success was a gallbladder removal surgery. He has suffered, yes. Is he a fighter? Yes, he is. I am so proud to have you with me tonight. How do you feel?
Thank you.
Look good. You're in good spirits. You have a good attitude. And when I read off the list of medical, what you've overcome medically, how does that make you feel?
It's a part of life. You know, you just got to deal with issues you've dealt with. You know, there's nothing to choose, you know. That's how I look at it. It's just part of life.
Well, what you showed me today was gratitude, you know, and that's what I love bringing on the air. Our message is health and wellness, rehabilitation. And, you know, when we were sitting down, we were lucky we got to do it face-to-face, side-by-side, and it was really cool. And I learned from you today what it's like for you to have this profound success of surviving all the medical issues. And you live a life of independence. And that's basically what this episode is about, ladies and gentlemen. Harry's 61 years old. He's open-minded. He cooks for himself. He's properly hydrated. He goes out and plays ball with the dog. How old is the dog? 15?
She's 9.5 years now. It's a golden retriever.
Yeah, the golden retriever I saw today. And so you're still a very active person. So you're not in the house all the time. And let's get down to business. People are already calling in, actually tweeting in with a question. And let me properly introduce what you're involved in and what's making you feel happy in your life today. The most important thing that I found about Perry was he loves life. And you were divorced in 1991, and you heard about an advertisement of a nudist resort. So this
yes,
guy
I did.
Is my. Go ahead.
Yeah, and after my divorce, I was a little depressed, and I was having dinner with my sister and her husband, and back then he was in radio sales. And at the dinner table, he says, we had the strangest phone call. We had a person want to advertise about a news tour. And I was pretty well excited about it. But he wouldn't tell me. It took a week before he actually told me what was that. Wow, it changed my life.
That's pretty cool. I think anybody that's going to be tuning in, if they're not streaming it live now, the episode will be on demand shortly after we go off the air. Anybody, including myself, is curious. I've been naked quite a few times, and we've done things in our lives, that might be wild or whatever you're doing. But going to the nudist camp, where there's a lot of naked people, people don't really have the proper impression of what's really going on, because you showed me the website, and I would never promote anything that didn't seem reputable. They do a federal background check. There is a membership fee. And what you shared with me is that I said, Harry, what do you get from this? And he's like, I get freedom. It's socialization, and it's a secure environment. So, again, open-minded, fun-spirited. Share with the listeners, Harry, when you started going to Sunsport Gardens, how long has it been now that you've been visiting there?
Off and on, I've been there about 15 years.
God, that's a long time. And you said you go approximately twice a week for 4 to 5 hours a visit, correct?
Correct.
Nice. And so what I loved, I'm like, what do you guys do? You're like, Dad, we do, we go to the pool, we go to the hot tub, where it is, which I'm learning as well.
They have tennis courts there. They have walk paths if you want to do the trail, nature trail. They have a weekend DJ dance on Saturday nights. There's a restaurant there where they serve you for breakfast and lunch and dinner. They have a clubhouse next to the pool, volleyball.
And so,
if you're
and so, like, the first time you went there, you felt comfortable?
I had a man problem, yes, like every other guy would, And they told me, if you talk to the person and don't think them sexually, it'll go away. And it took a while to get that idea in my mind, and eventually it did work, and but I've been enjoying it ever since. I've been doing it since 91, and I've been all over the camps, all over the United States.
That's cool, because we know we have the Northeast listening in, and hopefully we have some in the Midwest, and people are really buzzing about this. They're like, oh, my God, this is cool, because different ages of people are going there. People my age in the 40s, we have some listeners tuning in tonight. They were like, we're in our 50s. Can we go? I'm like, I saw the website. All different ages were
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
And it was
it's
a
family
atmosphere. And what you kind of expressed to me was it was in a respectful manner. There was control of self, and there were rules of conduct. And that is a lot of what I'm promoting tonight. I've never done a topic on this. And again, it's buzzing with a hot topic. Like, this guy is, you know, it's not like you're 25 running around wanting to get naked. You're secure within yourself. And you enjoy going. You're meeting nice people. You do activities. And when you leave there, because it's about at least 30 minutes from the house, you're out west in Loxahatchee there, right, when you visit?
Yes, yeah, it's a 30-minute drive.
How do you feel when you leave and you come home? Do you feel like you've been with good friends and family?
Well, there, I like to just relax. I'm very social. You know, I like to just hang out, relax. They have, you know, enjoy people's company, talk about daily events, and things like that. You know, it's just, I'm not a bar person, and this is something I enjoy doing.
Well, it's just something you like, and that's okay. Yes, you haven't had a drink since your late 20s. I can't believe it. You're not a partier, so you're not looking to go out at the bars and meet somebody, and this is something different. Doesn't mean you weren't wild when you were younger. We talked about that, and I dig that. You sounded like you were a lot of fun, but this was for you. You got married, and you had no alcohol at the wedding. You know, it was a really, really cool story what you shared with me today. So right now you're currently single, if I may say.
Correct.
And you're selectively looking for a lady, not for a casual affair. You want a relationship. And the word that you used to me today, which stuck out the most, was togetherness.
Correct.
All those things that you expressed to me, I felt within myself. And, you know, I don't have to go I don't have to go to the camp to relate to you in that way, but I may visit. I certainly may visit. I'm certainly going to be thinking about it, because if you can be open-minded, I can too. I don't know that I'll be running around naked, but I think a lot of people are curious, and it's a very freeing, and people are curious, and it's okay. Some ladies want to go, as I said to you earlier. Maybe that's something they want to work into, if they just want to go there and go topless. Because, you know, obviously some beaches here in Florida, South Florida, you can be topless and it doesn't matter. But then there are some beaches where you're going to probably get a ticket if you don't have your top on. But it's kind of a rarity.
Or go to jail.
Yeah, you know, unless your bottoms are off or something like that, then you're going to get in trouble. But, you know, this is something where, you're fully exposed. So you're very vulnerable.
You know, there's all walks of people of life there. I mean, there's all types of body sizes. You know, there's heavy set people, but people don't judge you for your body. They're just being that, you know, naturists, enjoying life, being social. And that's what I like about, you know, going to these resorts. You know, I've been in a lot of resorts out Oregon and Washington State, and up the Northeast, too.
We have a caller on the line. She's calling in from New York City. And it's nice that you brought that up, Harry, about the self-image, about the different sizes. I mean, we talked about it earlier. We're a little thicker. But it's not like people go there that are ashamed of themselves. They, like, accept themselves. So I think this is a good message. Let me bring on our caller, because I know she's got a question or comment. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show.
Hi, Deborah.
You've got a really
interesting guest today.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Listen, we're ready for your question or comment. Go ahead.
Well, I was wondering if this might seem like a little silly thing, but do you ever worry about, getting cuts, bruises, and things like that? And is it easy to get health care or first aid care at these resorts?
Well, you know, people are self-conscious about what's going on. I mean, there's no playing or sexual contact in the public while you're out in public in a nudist resort, is the people won't tolerate it. Does that answer your question?
Well, I was just wondering, like, simple things like if you bump into a table or bruise, you get a bump or a bruise, is it, is there adequate first aid care?
All facilities have first aids, any job, everybody has a first aid station. Or, it's mostly it's mandatory, I believe.
But you don't.
I mean, it's the first thing I do when I go there. I put sunblock on Mr. Johnson. That's the very first thing I do. That's probably, your sense of areas. You want to really put the sun lotion on. As you know, we can always tell when there's new people out there. We call them headlights and bumpers from the tan lines.
Yeah, that's a good question. Good question, Mary Ellen. And two, I think we have a one question coming in via Facebook that people are saying, when you're there and you see somebody and you may be attracted or find them attractive, I know we spoke, and that's why I loved, this show is meaningful because they say, act in a respectful manner and control of self. And we're allowed to say the word erection, okay? We're going to just put it out there briefly to answer the question. If you see a beautiful girl and you find her, gorgeous, how do you maintain that as a gentleman?
I look at her face. I don't look at her sexually parts. Yes, that'll jump Mr. Johnson in a hurry.
Yes.
I look at as a person, like I'm talking somebody on the streets,
That's a good point. Mary Ellen, do you have another question or comment for this gentleman? He's interesting, isn't he?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating topic, and being able to actually ask questions directly that we might be embarrassed to ask otherwise. I think this is really great. You mentioned that there were other resorts, not just in Florida, and I found that intriguing.
Yeah, if you Google on your computer, Google your state. I mean, Florida, I believe, has 14 nudist resorts in the Florida state area. New York has their share. I remember Fire Reef Island. That used to be a nudist beach. I don't know if it is anymore, but out in Long Island. But, there's a lot of camps up there in Pennsylvania. Just put Google nudist resorts and put your state in, and you'd be surprised. Most camps have a free day pass that if you want to go there and just see be curious what's going on, and just go online and look for the free day pass.
What do you think about that?
I think I would prefer to do that in Florida where the weather's always nice, because up in the Northeast it can get, sometimes the weather changes so quickly, and, it might be better in the summertime.
Well, it was blue skies here yesterday and today in Palm Beach.
Oh, wow, great.
But I also like the fact, too, Harry mentioned, and he showed me today, Mary Ellen, on his cell phone, once they enter, they go, he has like an electronic gate pass, and he goes in, and once he goes in, if he brings his cell phone, he has to put something over the camera. There are no pictures allowed. And I feel like, it seems to be done in a very respectful manner. What do you think about that?
It does. It absolutely does. I mean, it sounds like they have taken care of everybody's needs in terms of enjoyment and
right.
freedom to enjoy.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is not about sex, maybe sexuality. We are all human, and this is a learning experience. We have Harry calling in from Lake Worth, Florida, and he's sharing with us his experience at the nudist camp out in Loxahatchee, Florida. And we have Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee calling in from New York City with some good questions and comments. Mary Ellen, do you have anything else for this gentleman?
No, I honestly would like to hear more. I think let Harry talk, not me.
Yeah. Okay. Harry, let's keep going. So basically, you know, you talked to me about after the divorce and then coming to the camp and meeting new people and feeling more comfortable. And this is like almost like a place where you can totally relax and get out of yourself.
Totally relax and just be yourself. Just lay back, enjoy your drink, you know, just taking up some sun rays, put some sunscreen on, and just relax. I mean, what can you do? I mean, everybody enjoys something, you know, if it's a baseball game or going to the beach, it's something for everybody. Whoever wants to do what they want to do, but we do it without the clothes, and that's something I really been enjoying doing.
And this is a big curiosity topic. You know, people are definitely buzzing. Again, it's a secure environment with federal background checks, and that makes it safe. And
the criminals, you know, the pedophiles and things like, you know, people like that. They're trying to avoid that type of people that are, you know, are the perverts, I'm allowed to say. But,
yeah. And I think too, a lot of people don't understand as well that, you know, if you're going to a nudist camp, you would think, hey, there's going to be relations going on. But you say, you know, there's tents and there's RVs. So if relations are going on, it's in the private. So you still have, you know, your exterior environment
mm-hmm.
of activities, and then people have their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
know, some parks are, they have condominiums on the property, you know, and you know, I mean, some are really gorgeous. You know, up by Tampa Bay, there's a couple of them are extremely nice camps, and they're pricey, you know. But the camp I go to, it's just a laid-back 50 acres. It's all naturist. It's all, you know, wooded, you know, environment with all RVs. And a lot of people come down for the winter. You know, a lot of French from Quebec, they come down a lot, and they stay there all winter long. A lot of Midwesterners.
That's so great. I'm so excited because, you know, the show will be archived, and I hope other people that are members of the camp will listen, because we're interested, and we don't know about all of this, and so we're learning. And I asked you about your membership, and you were very open with me. So Harry pays about approximately $450 for the year. Now, you can take in a guest if you wish, but that's for a single. So $450
right.
a year, you have access like 7 days a week?
I paid a little extra on my single membership, so if I had a lady friend, I could bring her for free, no charge.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, if you had to come out, you know, it usually like $25 or $30 a day. But yeah, it's to me, it's feasible just to buy a membership, because I'm out there, you know, more times a year than some people are. But
And this is something you like. This is something you enjoy. You're not hurting anybody. You're not hurting yourself.
Nope.
The show is about health and wellness. And the Harry I met today had the attitude of gratitude and wellness in his life. And it was pretty cool. I was very, very excited. I know I was buzzing Mary Ellen in New York, and she said, Debbie, I love this. And it's different than any other topic we've ever talked about since 2009. Don't, what do you think, Mary Ellen?
I do, and I think, you know, as you said, it's a way to totally relax and just totally be yourself. It, you know,
exactly.
We live in such a stressful, pressured environment where we have to be, you know, we have to fulfill so many roles in the outside world, and so many of those roles are determined by the clothes and the outfits we wear. And it seems to me like getting to a place where you can get back to your own natural self and just really let go and be honest and authentic. To me, that just seems like a fascinating idea. And I love that you're living a dream, Harry.
Well, it's not a dream. It's reality. That's for sure. You know.
It's kind of. I mean, I would feel shy about going. I don't know. I mean, maybe when I was 20, in my 20s, I might say.
That's what everybody thinks. Everybody's shy of what, you know, their body is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, they might be a little overweight. But people don't look at you as a person, you know, if you're size. They look at you as a real person. You know, if you're looking, that's how I look at it. I mean, people talk to you as a real person. And that's hard to find. It's, you know, if you go out, like I said, if you go out to a nightclub, it's an image. You know, everybody's checking out who. And, but there, it's, you see what you see, and that's, and just enjoy life, you know. It's just, you're only here for a short period.
Amen on that. Good point of interest.
And I've been close to short periods a number of times.
Yes, you've been blessed, for sure.
Do you find that the people that go are less judgmental?
Very much. I mean, you don't see crime. You don't see, you know, snotty, you know, people. I mean, everybody's very sociable. I mean, they talk to everybody, each other. You know, it's a different, you know, it's a different atmosphere and a different world. But a lot of people think it's, you know, it's all about sex, which it's not. You know, they think it's all about swinging, and it's not.
And I think that's good information, and it's a healthy message just for people that are unaware. Somebody might want to go out for a day pass and say, hey, you know, like I said before, somebody might not be ready to be totally nude walking over there. But hey, if you want to, you know, go topless or leave your bottoms on the first time, see how you feel, if that's what you want to experience. I think it's
right.
Intriguing, definitely. I think for a lot of us.
You know, they have two rules. The pool and a hot tub out there at this camp is strictly a new pools and a new hot tub. I mean, you can't wear a bathing suit. But everywhere else, you can go topless and just have a, you know, wrap around you. And
we're down to almost 60 seconds. Yes, that was the rule. If you're going in the pool or the hot tub, you got to be totally in the buff, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's show was focused on a gentleman. He's 61 years old. He's a success story. He's a survivor, a fighter, fought terrible, terrible medical illness, and he's enjoying life. And you're at the nudist camp out in Loxahatchee, Sunsport Gardens. And I want to thank you for being my guest tonight, and also for Mary Ellen Nugent Lee calling in from New York City with your questions and comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Thank
you
for being
Mary.
A part of.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mary. Thank
and
you so
Mary,
much for being.
Come on down to Florida this winter. Enjoy it.
We're going to get her down there. We're going to get her down there. Her and I, we're going to get into a little mischief. So if she comes down,
you know,
we're getting into
cabins,
mischief
you,
over there.
You got one of the cabins and enjoyed it, you know, living out there.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to 10 seconds. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to Plan for Fitness. We'll be back next Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.